because I love the institution of Congress. I really do. I feel sorry for people like Anthony Weiner who have seen this process just perverted over the past year. It has been a horrific way to run Washington, D.C. This White House, it seems to me, they still don't know what's in the bill, according to your column.
They don't. Mrs. Pelosi even said a few weeks ago that we have to pass the bill to see what is in the bill. President said to Britt Baier the other night, he said, well, you know, I'm going to know what's in that bill when we post it on the internet. I must say, the problem for Congress, you feel loyal to the institution, and you should. It is a great American institution. And vitally important, we are a republic. That having been said, this was one of the most unpopular institutions in America before they went through this dreadful process with all of the buying of congressmen and the buying of senators, making it look so bad and sort of straining the system every day as they try to force this thing that is not popular through the Congress.
What went wrong? Because you can go back, you can look at the columns, you can look at the hate mail that you got. For the first 3, 4, 5 months of Barack Obama's administration, you were cheering for him. You said this guy,
oh, absolutely,
this guy,
hoping this is
going to
go well.
Could be
we
different.
Needed a successful
what, for
president.
You, what went wrong?
The president misunderstood his moment in history, and he misunderstood what history was asking of him. History had dictated a sentence that said, we are in the Great Recession. You have to worry about debt and deficit. Don't be about spending. You have to be about how do we control this fact that China owns our paper and Japan owns our paper. There was that, and you have to keep us safe in the era of weapons of mass destruction. Nowhere in that sentence do we have the words fully insured co-payee insurance company. Do you know what I mean? It was fatally off point. I know that the president had talked about health care during the campaign, but it was only after his election and after his inauguration that the full implications of the financial moment we're in became clear and absorbed by the American people who started losing their jobs.
So, Howard, let's go through this health bill quickly, because I certainly said what's wrong with the health care bill. I want to follow up with something I talked with Anthony on the radio, and that is, there are going to be 31 million people that have health insurance, but
eventually.
At the same time, eventually.
Right.
But we pay for those people now anyway when they walk into the emergency room at 11 o'clock at night with their children, because emergency rooms are primary health care providers for the poorest among us. That is obviously not an efficient way to do things. So explain to skeptics like myself why this will take care of that problem.
Look, this is not a perfect bill. I'm with Anthony on this bill. But the fact of the matter is that I disagree with Peggy fundamentally. Health insurance and jobs are absolutely coincident. And there are going to be people who, as of the day the president signs the bill, are not going to be eliminated from kicked off their health insurance anymore. That's a big deal. There's going to be people who are eligible for Medicaid who are working for a living but who don't have kids. That's a big deal. There are going to be states that get 90% match instead of 60 or 40% match. That's a big deal. So there are some things in this bill that make it worth passing. I would agree that it hadn't been handled very well. But I think the way to get this bill done would have been to do it the way George Bush would have done. Have it on his desk, run it through reconciliation, stop fiddling around with my good man in the Senate and all this nonsense, and get the damn thing done. The House passed a good bill.
What about bipartisanship?
Oh, bipartisanship, my butt. The Republicans were never going to be bipartisan.
They were absolutely wrong in the early days. They were open to it. They had no interest at all.
Undermine the president.
So many of them came from districts that were very close or that Obama won.
Hey, let's zoom in on Anthony.
I gotta tell you, these are two of the most cliched, hackneyed assessments of this thing. One, that this was not a good process. It went through 5 committees, the most open process I can imagine. Every single Republican amendment was considered. We all discussed it. We've discussed it on these shows. This is not a proud day for America. This is how process legislation works. Secondly, this idea that we are not losing jobs because 20% of every dollar we spend goes to health care is just wrong. All of our money isn't going into payroll now. It's going into health care. When a car plant closes in Michigan and moves to Canada because it's $7.25 more an hour to employ someone in Michigan, tell those workers that health care is not related to the economy. We are anti-competitive because of this health care problem. And to not realize that ignores even the Republicans at that table at the White House. We had to solve this problem if we were going to fix fix the economy.
Healthcare is related. Okay. Education is related.
Sure.
So many things are related. But look, we are in a great recession. You got to focus on that. You don't go on to the secondary and tertiary issues. You go on to the main and essential issues.
You've got to hire
and
people.
You don't go
and you're
on
not
going to
hire.
One-year tangent.
Would you stop one-year tangent? Healthcare is 20% of our economy, and it's a tangent. This is the problem. We've got to solve the problem, but let's do it some other time. For 8 years in this country, this problem was festering. Incomes were flat. Why? Because every single spare dollar an employer had to go into healthcare, not into wages. Our wages are down. Our economy is at a standstill because of healthcare. And we're fixing that problem because your team didn't do it.
You were saying that our economy. Yeah, you were saying that all of our economic problems go back to healthcare. That may work on the campaign trail, and God bless you.
It works when you raise your voice.
Can I tell you something? The idea that the two things are unrelated is just wrong, factually wrong.
We're not saying that they're not unrelated.
No, that was exactly the argument.
That's not what she said.
The argument is that this isn't part of the economy or the debt that we owe to China.
Part of it just as education is.
Okay, we're doing that too.
Is to make decisions to narrow down.
The two things are not unrelated. This is jobs. This is reforming our system. This is digging out from the Republican mess.
Then why won't your fellow Democrats support it?
We are.
Oh, really? Then what has been the past issue? In the past 6 months where you have to buy off.
We're not buying anymore. We're not buying anymore. We're legislating. This is how the process works.
You don't think you're going to be buying off people these next couple days?
Really? I
resent the very implication.
Do you really?
I'm outraged. I'm indignant.
Are you really?
Hey, by the way, I'm indignant in the morning.
You need to talk to Secretary of Navy Joe Sestak about your indignancy.
Oh,
we might have another story for you. Anthony
Weiner.
Get a look. He's a fighter. I try to stay calm.
I think he makes a lot of sense, actually.
Oh, whatever. You would say that.
Governor Dean.
Because you love big insurance companies.
Thank you. I want to know where those ads are lobbying against the bill. That's from the insurance companies. Can you provide those for me? Because I can't find them. Someone send them. We'll be right back with Eugene Robinson.
Resilience. Elasticity. Imagine that kind of vitality
in your skin.
Aveeno introduces Ageless Vitality.
As skin ages, elastin fibers break down. This exclusive biomineral concentrate system has active natural ingredients shown to multiply elastin's elements. I'm impressed. This study showed improved firmness, texture, wrinkles, or spots in 100% of women.
How uplifting is that?
New Ageless Vitality. Save $15 at Aveeno.com. That's the beauty of nature and science.
In both good times and bad, you want a financial partner who will promptly get you the information you need. At Northern Trust, our sophisticated technology puts the most accurate information at your fingertips. So while you may find yourself waiting now and then, it won't be for the numbers you wanted by 7 a.m. Northern Trust. Look ahead with us at northerntrust.com.
Ms. Dimitra, when will you marry?
Be my wife.
Ms. Dimitra, marry me.
Marry me.
Marry me.
Marry me.
Be my wife, please.
Introducing the Kohler Carbon Faucet.
Right now, you can get a great deal on any Volkswagen.
Well, the Tiguan's great. And the Routon has everything we're looking for.
Plus, every Volkswagen includes no-charge scheduled care-free maintenance.
So what's this punch stub days about?
You know, where you punch someone in the arm every time you see a Volkswagen.
Red one!
Test drive.
With great deals on all 13 models, it's a whole new Volkswagen and a whole new game.
Can look like a picture in a magazine with the Better Homes and Gardens spring line, and it's only at Walmart. Get unbeatable prices on the entire line of Better Homes and Gardens furnishings. It's enough to spark anyone's imagination. The look you love costs less at Walmart. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Does it seem like getting technical advice from your accounting firm can, well, take some time? Why not talk to Grant Thornton? Easy access to partners has made them one of the largest accounting firms in the country. Grant Thornton. Feel what it's like to work with people who love what they do.
Roundup Extended Control is no ordinary weed killer because it does two jobs at the same time. One, it kills the weed you have right down to the root. Two, it forms a barrier that prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control kills and prevents.
For achievement. Reward yourself at the Cadillac Laurel event with a CTS sports sedan. Visit soon, because while there is no expiration date on achievement, on rewarding it, there is. For qualified current lessees, the CTS Luxury Collection. Reward yourself.
It's Executive Suits $199 at Joseph A. Bank. And your second, $99. Every signature suit, $399. Your second, $99. Even signature gold suits, your second, $99. Plus, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, buy any traveler casual pants and get two Stains Cool polos free at Joseph A. Bank.
I own a small law firm, and I'm a much better lawyer than I am an accountant. So when I wasn't getting paid as quickly as I would like, I did what came naturally. I threatened to sue. Turns out, that's not the best way to keep clients. So I went looking for answers online at openforum.com. It's a place where I can talk with other small business owners like Thomas and Connie and learn about tools like Accept Pay. It's a new way to bill online that can help me get paid much faster without the need for any legal intimidation, which gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling. Sort of like these super comfortable socks made from the soft, supple wool of alpacas.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Owners are asking questions. Owners are getting answers. And American Express Open is building the tools they need. Tools like Accept Pay, which lets owners take their accounts receivable online. Accept Pay. Invoice digitally. Get paid faster. Only from American Express Open.
Tell me something. Why does my company have so many printers and copiers, all different brands, with different controls? Give me one product line with a big, colorful LCD screen and common controls. And with Sharp OSA technology, I can easily integrate with my IT systems. And I don't want to use one of those mini screen keyboards. How about a built-in keyboard? Was that too much to ask? The award-winning MFP lineup from Sharp. Work without limits.
Approximately 3,000 cases of mesothelioma are diagnosed in the U.S. each year. Mesothelioma is a rare form of lung cancer usually caused by exposure to asbestos. Our law firm handles claims for people diagnosed with mesothelioma and lung cancer. If you or a loved one worked around asbestos and have been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call 888-950-MESO to discuss your rights. Call now for a free consultation. Call 888-950-MESO now.
high definition makes television better. CNBC HD Plus makes high definition smarter. 3D graphics, real-time charting tools, HD Plus video selects. More tools, more data, better decisions. CNBC HD Plus, first in business worldwide.
Every vote around here is a heavy lift. How many times have you come, whether it was the budget, whether it was energy, whatever it is, every vote is a heavy lift.
Starting this afternoon, I'm going to be asking for hard, fast commitments.
Our plan is for it not to come to the Senate. Our plan is for it to be defeated here in the House in the next few days.
Now back to this exciting weekend that we're about to have.
Hey, welcome back to Morning Joe. Joe and Mika with you. Great to have you here. We've got quite a set. This is kind of feisty. Woo! Last time I started it.
Yeah, you did.
I started a barroom fight
because
pretty soon Peggy and Anthony Weiner just don't have it. And during break, John Meacham threw hot coffee on Peggy.
I know, it's not
who
right.
Got up and
he
slapped him with the purse.
Now we're no, trying to raise the bar on the dialogue.
She slapped me first.
Well, in honor of Mrs. Thatcher, I slapped him with my purse.
Yes, Peggy believes in preemption, and so she hit me first.
She hits you first, but all boy, right. What a wallop you gave.
It's not
right
what
back.
We do here.
Willie Geist is here to raise the level of the discourse. Trying to.
We're just trying to lift you out of your depression.
Legal marijuana are both respectable again.
Well, one of those is respectable. I won't say which, but
I think we know where you stand. You vote with your pocketbook
Willie.
Every day, my man. March Madness. Let's not talk about Vanderbilt.
Thank you.
The March fine,
fine path. That's a fine Christian school from the hills of Tennessee. But let's talk about the Big East that just got absolutely routed yesterday.
Well, the big one was Georgetown losing. A team a lot of people thought might make a run into the Final Four based on how they played in the Big East tournament. They lost to OU, Ohio University, not Ohio State, Ohio University, which is the 14th seed. And frankly, the game wasn't even close, Joe. They won 97-83, and they've been ahead of them the entire game. Blew them out of the place. Marquette lost. Villanova barely won as a 2 seed.
I'll tell you,
Robert Morris.
We
it was
the,
ugly.
We went
Big
to the
East.
Big East tournament. They looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But God, the big dance.
Notre Dame lost. That was
Notre Dame lost, and Villanova almost lost.
Barely won. So, but
what a
Robert Morris. Robert Morris.
Oh, you were so hateful. No. You know, you were...
No, they're the ones who almost beat Villanova.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You're thinking Murray State.
Murray State.
Oh, Murray,
really, really small team.
John Vanderbilt.
You would never bring